The reason that all your computer screens are blue lit, the reason none of them are red lit, the reason none of them pay attention to circadian biology is because that original technology was developed in a government program that Bobby Kennedy knows about and I happen to know about because I went to medical school at LSU. For those of you who've never heard about Operation Paperclip, you think it's all conspiracy theory. So at Tulane Neurology and Tulane Neurosurgery in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, the CIA started a program there where they would do all these crazy things to monkeys. The CIA wanted to see how they could control things utilizing different things like drugs and things like that. But the neurosurgeons got involved, which is my clade. We would drill tops of the heads off, put wires into the thalamus, put electricity in there, and kind of see what kind of behavioral changes we could have. One of the guys that was in that program was a guy named Professor Delgado. When he saw that we could control the behavior with the wired device, he said, what if we do it wirelessly? So he checked it in monkeys and checked it in bulls, and it turned out you can do it wirelessly with RFID chips and semiconductors. Then the CIA took it to the next level. They said, well, since this is electromagnetic radiation, what if we did it through light through screens? And it turns out you can. And that's the reason why all your computer screens have the frequencies they have. So why is this all important? Well, the person that set this meeting up between me and Bobby is the patent attorney that made sure that Google and Meta have those things so they can control the things that we all do. Where did the original idea come from that started off in MKUltra with the CIA? You're going to be surprised when you hear this. It came from the mafia in Las Vegas. They wanted to build a new city in a desert. They enclosed it all, blacked out the windows, invented slot machines that were blue lit. And they found out that they didn't have to take a gun, stick it in your face to steal your money. Then they even got smarter. They said, let's give people free alcohol while they're doing that. And they found out they got the money quicker. And that's when the CIA got the idea to start this program. That's really how it started.